Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A Mansfield company had the Grand Champion Country Ham at the Kentucky State Fair this year. The ham was entered by Penn Country Hams, with Blake Penn saying this was their first time to have a ham in the show in several years.
You know, it was my first shot at doing it myself. My grandfather had won twice before, and we had gotten back into, me and my father had purchased it off of him, and my dad had said, you know, just go up there and kind of get a feel for things, and we'll know what they're looking for, and got lucky and come out with it. I thought I was going to pass out when they said it. I couldn't believe it.
Penn says the ham that won was not one of the original hams they picked out.
Well, I'll tell you what. We had cured up the hams that we were going to take and looked through them, spent a little time on them. Just wasn't really seeing one that stood out to me, and we went back through and was looking, and it was they pulled a ham out of one of our lot. I looked at it, I said, I think that ham might could win. I thought it had a really pretty look to it, and it ended up doing so.
He adds the ham was not the largest one in the show either.
It was the large ham in the younger class, and it was a smaller large ham. It wasn't real, like in the weight limits. It would have been in the smaller portion of the heavy side of the hams, and so that's the one that won.
We'll have more in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Blake Penn with Penn Country Ham says he also won another class in the show.
I think I won the small ham in the older class and the large ham in the younger class. And that could, don't hold me 100% to that. I was kind of fuzzy-headed talking to everybody. I couldn't believe what was going on.
He adds the family ham business is continuing to grow.
We go through about 6,000 whole hams, and then total weight of hams probably, if you put it into ham perspective, around 50,000, a little under a year. We have a big refrigerated truck that we go to get the fresh meat. We have a daily route truck. We do mail orders. We have a real nice retail front door service. We have a processing in the back.
We'll learn more about Penn Country Hams tomorrow. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.